The Electoral Commission says it is not distracted at all by the threats of legal suits against it. The head of communication at the EC, Eric Jakpasu, says the commission has a timetable it is following strictly and is poised to deliver the elections on December 7. Mr. Jakpasu spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
As we speak now, I'm not aware of any letter. I haven't come to the notice of the
commission. The issue is some of the candidates are threatening legal action against the commission. Is the commission ready to meet the people in court?
If the people go to court, commission has no choice. Just as commission has no choice in determining whether the people will go to court or not. But when, if it so happens that they go to court and commission is summoned, definitely commission will be in court.
One of the issues that most of the candidates have raised is that when you detected errors on their forms, you did not notify them for them to correct them, but you went ahead to disqualify them, which is not fair.
When you listen to the press briefing of the commission, it is clear in it that all candidates, all aspirants who brought their nominations within the time where there was enough time were given the chance to, and then they were given the opportunity to go and then do the necessary correction. But you see, all these cases cannot be bunched together and treated as if they are one and as if they have the same issue. There are some of the cases or some of the aspirants, when you look at the nomination form as indicated by the commission, they have issues bordering on illegality. They have issues bordering on forgery. They have issues bordering on perjury. They have issues bordering on deception of public office and a whole lot of things which are to be sent to the Attorney General. These are not matters that you give to the person to go and correct, okay?
Mr. Jakpasu, you've made the point, but let me just give you one particular instance where the National Democratic Party, NDP, said that they presented their forms on the 29th, and you disqualified them because one person who endorsed the form is said to be on their suspicion list, but you didn't point out that to them early so that they could have gone and replaced the person.
Letters have been sent to them indicating reasons why they have been disqualified.
Is it not concerned that threats of court action made really your calendar?
So we have a calendar we are working with. Okay, we have deadlines for specific activity. We are finished with one process and we are moving on to the next, and to set time that we have a deadline, and by the 7th of December there should be elections in this country, and that is what we are working towards. The commission is not distracted in any way.
So after the receipt of the nominations, what is the next thing?
There's a need to ballot for candidates for the various positions on the ballot paper. We print ballot paper, and as we move along, a lot of stakeholder engagement at different levels. We're talking about the need to manage logistics and deploy logistics across the region and then across the country to regions and districts. And then training of election officials and party officials, and training of observers and accreditation for observers as we get to early voting. Then finally, voting on election day.
You heard the head of communications at the EC, Eric Jakpasu, and he was talking to Bubu Klinogo.
One of the disqualified presidential candidates for the 2016 election, Hassan Ayerega of the APC, has accused the EC of undermining multi-party democracy. According to Mr. Ayerega, the EC has no business limiting the number of candidates who want to contest the presidential race. He said it is wrong for the EC to disqualify aspirants on clerical and administrative errors when the same commission was found to have committed similar errors in the 2012 election. Mr. Ayerega has also joined the League of Disqualified Aspirants who have threatened the EC with a lawsuit. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
My next learner action is justice. Justice for the 432 people who endorse my forms, that's Dr. Ayerega's forms, to partake in the 2016 presidential election. You can imagine that the EC wrote to us in their letter. They said that two people out of the 432 people who endorsed our forms were endorsed for another political party. And for that matter, APC and Dr. Hassan Ayerega is disqualified. What is the take of the EC saying because 430 people endorsed properly for me and two actually endorsed also properly, but then they endorse another person? Is that justice? Is this what we call democracy? Is this what we call politics? But I will put these questions of where to the east, that if they make any mistake in this election and any of their presiding officer refuses to sign one document, that will mean that we will not accept the election and the EC will not be the body to supervise any election in Ghana. They are also disqualified because that means that they are also not up to date. So they have set a very bad precedent for themselves. Very, very bad one for them. Is this the kind of law we are practicing? Is it the kind of democracy we want people to take up? Be the basis of disqualifying somebody. I can understand other political parties with their challenge, but that of the APC is exceptional. All the forms were properly filled. Properly filled. Just that ignorantly, some members, two out of the 432 people, according to them, endorsed another president. Do I have that authority over their movement to say, if you have endorsed me and another party, even if that is true, can that be the basis? I don't think so.
I think it is incumbent on the candidates and their party officials to also ensure that their candidates or their supporters do the right thing.
I don't agree with you. In party politics, today can be your candidate. Today, I can be a member of APC. And tomorrow I decide to be a member of PN. All depends on who comes to me and talks to me. Why do we go around and campaign on daily basis? Because today we can convince 1,000 people to follow us. Tomorrow another political party can come and convince another 1,000. Follow them. So you don't have authority over their fellowship. Nobody has it. But you can be a member of a political party today. In the next 1 hour, you can denounce the membership and follow another party. Is it not acceptable in our country? Is it not part of it? So the EC could have called the two political parties and said, these are the challenges we have seen in your. We've seen that two people have endorsed here. Can you go and at least correct those mistakes? Why didn't they do that? Doesn't the law call for flexibility? I have branded over 30 pickups. I have more than 100,000 t-shirts. I have 250 party offices across Ghana. I cannot tell other campaign items I have. You want me to eat it? Do you want me to eat it? Please. Sometimes, if they should be very careful the way they do things. If we do not debate this much, we will not have proper democracy in the future. It's not about Dr. Hassan. I am very young. I am only 43 years old. I have so many years to contest elections. But whether it is good for our democracy is the question mark. Is this good for the democracy of Ghana? Is this the kind of politics we should do? This is the question mark. Even if 1,000 people want to become president, that is not your problem. They have satisfied the constitutional requirement. They have satisfied the EC's requirement. Allow them to go. These are the people who are now limiting multi-party democracy. Is that what they are telling us?
Told me that your next line of action is to seek justice. What exactly do you mean by that? What are you going to do?
I'm sure by now they have their letters. If you go to the EC, they will tell you that they have received letters from the 8th presidential candidate, Dr. Hassan Ayerga, asking them to revert the decision or else they will face us in court. And then the court will now decide whether the interest of the two is above the interest of the 430 people or whether the interest of Talent or say and a commissioner is more important than our democracy.
What will you say to someone who says, just forget about this, you have more years ahead of you and let Ghana move on? You can sacrifice
Ghana
your personal ambition.
Ghana should move on with good precedence, not because somebody's ignorant. That's my argument. You cannot even contest in this election. It's not a problem. But whether we have set good precedence for our democracy is the question.
Disqualified APC presidential hopeful Hassan Ayerga talking to Bobo Klinogo.
Meanwhile, Mr. Ayerga has expressed outrage at the decision of the police administration to withdraw his bodyguards. The police had earlier provided all presidential aspirants and their running mates with bodyguards, but the police has since withdrawn the detail assigned to all the disqualified aspirants. Speaking to Bubu Klinogo of our Peace and Security Desk, Mr. Ayerga said the decision was in bad taste and a show of disrespect.
I'm not aware yet, but I have a lot of bodyguards out there. And my bodyguards called me and said that they were called to come to the party headquarters, at the police headquarters. So they have moved to the police headquarters. The police are thinking of withdrawing presidential candidates and their bodyguards because they have been disqualified. Then I think they have done it in a very bad manner. Letters were given to us before they gave us the bodyguard. So if they want the bodyguard, they will equally have to give us letters. Because even if we are disqualified, we have not finished the process yet. Some of us are in court to seek redress. And beside that, we have political parties who are going to lead their campaign. Even if I'm disqualified, this coming Saturday, I have a big campaign rally, Ashama, and I have it for myself and for my parliamentary candidates. I still need security. I don't think that is the problem we are talking about. The institutions in this country, somebody can just sit down somewhere and just make some kind of decision that is not acceptable. What kind of decision is it? I mean, is that fair? Are we really practicing democracy and governance in this country? You write a letter giving me somebody. You want to withdraw, you write a letter to also acknowledge that you want to take the person. Is it not fair? Am I right?
So you mean the police didn't have any discussion with you?
Not at all. That is, I mean, we I don't know, but I reserve the comment. When I talk, they say I saw, but I reserve this comment.
But would you maybe approach the police and then demand explanation?
The police should know. They should know the security level at this time. Look, I can tell you that even yesterday, many of my party members wanted to storm the heat, and we advised them not to. Do you know the implication if I get out of the office today to go to contest, to go to the EC? Do you know what is going to happen? The security is for our people and not for policemen. We pay the taxes for the policemen to be given money. We paid salary. So whoever we did, they should think again. They should use diligent ways of doing their things and not just anyhow.
That was the founder and leader of the APC, Hassan Ayarga.